thinking about getting a bottle of the bubbly from Kmart and getting a bathing suit. What? Oh, Ron. This just in. We interrupt this party tonight for a breaking news story. We now take you live to Chip Ferguson. After the loss of Pujakalati last week, ABN AMRO suffered aftershocks with the tragic loss of two more 3C employees. More details to follow this commercial break. Where's the party tonight? At Anubhav's Trampoline Emporium, located in the Mysore shopping district next to Jewel Rock. Now back to Chip. Now go over to the weather with Stormy Sunshine. Stormy?
Fantastic weather news for you today. Daryl Kingfield's future forecast looks bright and sunny as he has accepted a job with the National Weather Service. His final day is October 22nd. Daryl had this to say.
Yeah, I quit. I don't know, maybe it was the fact that everyone was working mad hours and we were short-staffed. Or maybe it was the fact that the staff decided not to use my suggestion to put cherry jello in the cafeteria lunch line. But either way, I'm out of here.
Very, very moving. Now on to technology news after this message from the Indian Institute of Technology.
Daddy, can I go to IIT when I grow up?
No, honey. You're a woman.
IIT. Proudly repressing the education of women since 1946.
Amen to that. Now to tech news with TechBot 4000.
0100100010001001002.
Whoa! I keep telling our producers to not purchase those Infosys-made robots. In tech news, Eric Sanders' current position has suffered the blue screen of death. His new job is being rebooted at Homescape.com as an application developer. Eric Sanders had this to say.
I kept telling management, you play with fire, you're going to get burned. I went up to my manager and said, what has two thumbs and is leaving this company? This guy.
Since this is a radio broadcast, I must inform you that he took his two thumbs and pointed at himself. To reiterate, two Infosys employees quit from the 3C batch in one day. When will the madness end? Now back to the party tonight, sponsored by Arun Nayar's Handgun and Military Munition Surplus Warehouse.
Where's the party?